Twitter reactions. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Twitter CEO Elon Musk releasing communications Friday that revealed the platform heavily censored conservatives and the reporting of particular news topics. Former President Trump reacting to Musk's reveal, posting on his Truth Social site that a massive fraud like this calls for termination of all rules, even those in the Constitution. Here's Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer of New York criticizing Trump's comments.
Donald Trump keeps sinking to new lows. Last week he had dinner with anti-Semites, and now he's calling for an end to America's constitutional democracy. Donald Trump is out of control and a danger to our democracy.
Several Republicans have also denounced the former president's comments. Meanwhile, Musk's reveal sparking outrage in several other lawmakers, including Republican Congressman James Comer of Kentucky, who tells Fox's Sunday Morning Futures that Twitter employees need to speak with Congress.
What the Biden family was doing was selling access to Joe Biden. That's the family business. You know, when people say, what were they involved in? They didn't manufacture anything. They didn't sell anything. They don't own any property. They were influence peddling. So, it's very concerning when you look at who they were influence peddling with. They were influence peddling with our adversaries in Russia, Ukraine, and most concerning, China.
Gunfire at two power substations responsible for a power outage that left tens of thousands of people without electricity in North Carolina's Moore County Saturday evening. Over 41,000 people still without power on Sunday. Officials announcing a state of emergency, including a curfew and school closures. The outage is being investigated as a criminal act. No known motive yet. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More details coming out about Tanner Lynn Horner, a FedEx driver accused of kidnapping and murdering a 7-year-old girl in Paradise, Texas. Fox's Charles Watson reports on Fox News Live.
He is, however, facing murder and kidnapping charges in the case of 7-year-old Strand. The Wise County Sheriff's Office says Horner admitted to abducting the 7-year-old from her Paradise, Texas home last week before killing her and dumping the young girl's body. And the 7-year-old's mother and family are heartbroken. Her mother posted on Facebook in a tribute to her daughter. She writes in part, quote, "She was perfect from her creation. She was born perfect and too beautiful. Daddy and mommy were scared of how beautiful she has always been, and we feel like we failed you. No one deserves what happened to you, but especially you. I love you, and love doesn't even cover it. Mommy is broken without you."
Tampa Police Chief Mary O'Connor placed on leave after flashing her badge from the passenger seat of a golf cart to get out of a traffic ticket. The incident appearing on body camera video. O'Connor said in a statement that she displayed poor judgment. We now know who made the college football playoff.
Defending national champion Georgia will face Ohio State in the Peach Bowl. The Buckeyes moved up in the rankings after Southern Cal lost to Utah Friday night in the Pac-12 title game. Undefeated Michigan will battle TCU in the Fiesta Bowl. Horned Frogs coach Sonny Dykes was relieved to be selected after Saturday's defeat to Kansas State.
You know, we felt like that moving up to 3, that we felt like they respected TCU, they respected our conference. They respected our competition that we played against year in, year out. You know, and I think we passed the smell test. I really do believe that.
Courtesy ESPN, there is also the possibility of a second encounter this season between Michigan and Ohio State in the title clash January 10th.
That's Fox's Bob Mortally. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.